Senator Speck was reading, for you 24-year-olds out here, that's how old I was when I wrote that thing. That is supposed to be spoken with a Texas accent. And one of these days I will demonstrate the extra loud version. What if we... look, everything's changed up here at the pulpit. There's blood, sperm, milk from a titty, and some odd tools. Friends, I'm going to continue Subgenius 101 now. Are you... ask yourself. Shut up and ask yourself. Are you dumbasticated? Domesticate you, because remember, you are at the center of a conspiracy of slack. Yes, indeed, friends. The normals are our beloved pathetic creatures, the humans, the normals. They hate us because we don't take ourselves seriously. Now, eventually, they figure out that if we don't take ourselves seriously, we probably don't take them all that fucking seriously either. And that causes to be a little tough on the subgenius in this gray planet of the clocks. And so it requires a technique called the masks of insanity. Something we haven't addressed before, but you have to learn to act not crazy. Subgeniuses, if they're going to live very long, learn to imitate the legal appearance of sanity while actually enjoying the exact opposite privately or subversively. This is what we call schizophreniatrics. Another technique or goal of the subgenius is time control. Now, that sounds real fancy, like time machines and so forth. I'm sure we'll have that down someday. But in the meantime, J.R. Bob Dobbs revealed that unfortunately, the only means of time control that we have at our disposal is patience. Sorry to say. But, you know, if Wotan didn't have a sense of humor, there wouldn't be people. And the way you have to maintain while dealing with these creatures is to just remember the phrase. Say to yourself, when they start to drive you crazy, say, "Funny little monkeys." And if you can take that step back and look at things anthropologically, if you look at politics while thinking about chimpanzees or kindergarten, it'll all make a hell of a lot more sense. Friends, what it comes down to is it's us versus them. Only this time, we're us. Now, I want to ask you, who put the B-O-B in B. Obama? Who cares? Because as far as politics go, we are patriopsychotic and narco-materialists at heart. Every yard a kingdom, every checkbook a queendom. Think globular, but act loco, you might say. It's about fascism. Fascism back to the people, baby! It's the people's fascism. Patriopsychotic and narco-materialism has always been the real right wing of American politics. All the other ones are the wrong wing. That's what it amounts to. Slavery under Dobbs is preferable to freedom under any government. Now, praise Bob, he gives us many wonderful gifts. And one of these gifts is the knowledge of Bull Dodder, by which we are able to read the future and read important meanings into trash, wine bottles, shitty comic books, bad monster movies. He gives us the gift of whiff reading, by which we can whiff read using our third nostril. We can whiff read the psychic stench of everyone we meet, which brings us to the gift of extra meditation. Yes, every single day, if you're lucky, you are forced into slack when you go into that chamber where the throne of extra meditation is. They can't fuck with you in there. It's one of the few places you're really free. You can and even a form of subgenitalic gut blowout, which we call sex hurt. Sex until it hurts. It doesn't mean tying them up and whipping them. It means going at it until you just have to say, "Bob, stop, it's too good." Yes, my friends, and when you are doing sex hurt right, it creates something called orgasmic radiation. That is the fallout from sex. Hey, have your conversation somewhere else. It disturbs the preachers when you're doing that. These are important lessons. You and her should get into some sex hurt if you haven't got anything better to do. And if you don't, I'll pick up on it, dude. You better bird dog that shit or I'll take it away from you. Quote, unquote. I don't mean really mean it that way. Anyway, sex hurt is like slack rays. It pushes the Yeti gene into dominance. It burdens the pink parents around you with subgenius offspring. No sex act is wasted if a subgenius does it, because sex for fun creates mutations all around you. Natural and unnatural don't enter into it. The only thing that enters into it is fun, regardless of what's being entered into. So yes, you can lose your virginity and we'll still let you be a subgenius. Now, is that a good deal or what? Because Bob is sex. Bob is coming. And by that, I don't mean Bob is about to be here any minute. I mean, when you come, that's Bob. Because this is a squirting universe, my friends. It must squirt, and the squirt essence is Bob. Connie is the ooze essence. God loves you, my friends. God really loves you, but Bob wants you. Yes, yes, yes. And as the great Menslow said, in every relationship, there's one mean person and one nice person. If you want them to be the nice person, that means you have to be the mean person. So don't sweat the petty stuff when you can be petting the sweaty stuff. Now, I am painfully aware that many subgeniuses are lonely. Lonely people. And I feel sorry for the one penist. My heart goes out to him, especially the females. But my friend, you must have faith. You don't know the future. You do not know that you're always going to be lonely. So hang in there. Do not kill yourself. You're an amateur at suicide, by definition. Bob or God are going to get you sooner or later anyway. So leave it to the professionals, please. In the meantime, your true Yeti mate, you'll find that creature one of these days. Just hope that all of the parts are on one body. That makes it so much more convenient. Now, I've got another promise for you from Bob. Bob's propheces tell us that on July 5th, 1998, the escape vessels of the sex goddesses will come down, rupture up the dues-paying subgeniuses, and change us into overmen and uber-femmes on that glorious day called X Day, when the angelic hosts come. And friends, those creatures are they're scientifically 100 times more advanced than God himself. They can juggle whole realities like chainsaws. And beyond the Exists, there are the Wyists, the Yakutizma, and so many other creatures. But they're all just tweezers for even greater things called the Elder Gods. Now, our agony down here on pathetic planet Earth, or Earth Farm 1 as we call it, our agony is their endorphins. The farmers who grow us laugh at us just as if we were mindless vegetables. Now, the great Charles Fort said, "I think we are being fished for, but I'm afraid, friends, we're being shopped for." Now, some of you say, "Reverend Stang, you say that they're coming in 1998, but 1998 came and went. When first dubbed it, the gift of disbelief. That means we may have to get to fighting the conspiracy by ourselves. Now, the free world is grossly overpriced, and the buzzards came home to roost recently. But you know, we pay the conspiracy to take our money away. That's basically what it's all about. You're going to have to pay the government to remove the nanobots that came with the government flu shots. We have Big Brother in the boardroom and Big Sister in the bedroom. We have breathalyzer tests, P-alyzer tests, votalizers, and there's even a machine that tells them whether you're thinking. It's called the TV, and when it's off, you're guilty. Whole continents have been turned into Earthman shit. Remember the oil shortage? Remember the water shortage? Remember the air shortage? Well, next comes the you shortage. You're trying to find yourself, but you won't be able to because there won't be any of you left. There is no such thing as rights. That's a sad fact, but there are no such things as rights, and invisibility is your best defense. As Nenslow said, by the time things are the way they are, it's too late to do anything about it. Will you let them trick you? Will you accept these cheesy, cheap special effects as reality? See, there's this drug called false slack that makes you think you've been sitting in your house watching imaginary people's fake lives on television for years and years. And you end up going, oh boy, this show is so stupid, I could watch it forever. It's a conspiracy ploy so painfully obvious that they knew no subgenius would see it. They hide their evil right out in the open. But as Reverend Diva Schemata recently said to Michael Alcindor, you aren't forced to watch these things, idiot. If you don't like being fucked up the ass with a brick, stop sitting on the brick. So many revolutionaries start out as termites, but they end up part of the woodwork. Trust fund rebels and hip wimps. Stupid do-gooders can do more harm than smart evildoers. In fact, the smug do-gooder will be the death of us for our own fucking good. Bob, save us from people trying to save us from ourselves. The church, however, comes along and helps prevent smart people from thinking they're smarter than they are, and it helps prevent dumb people from thinking they're dumber than they are. So wake up! You are already awake, but you still haven't opened your eyes. Open up your third face and awaken from your wakefulness. Jehovah One punishes those who lie by making them believe their own lies. Now, speaking of lies, isn't this church of the subgenius just a joke? Satire? Well, how'd it be if Bob Dobbs came along and gave you a molten lead enema as part of the satire, my friend? Here's the thing. If we can't tell if the church is a joke, then neither can the conspiracy. But you really need to get the outer joke before you start worrying about the inside jokes. The fully assed subgenius serves as a living example of what the conspiracy hates to see. And the smart subgenius makes sure it doesn't see him or her. So we're trying to save souls from condage, friends. God forgot to make stupidity painful. We're here to fix that. Luckily, as Bob said, everything comes apart one way or another. And we have something that the normals don't have. We have the power of hate. Hate! Hate! And now, don't get me wrong, blanket hating of abstract concepts concepts is itself the number one conspiracy construct. So can't we kill, just kill, without the hating? Do we have to dirty it up with hate? But friends, you know, if it weren't for the conspiracy, we'd be the normals. And doing what the conspiracy doesn't want them to do is many subgeniuses' only reason for living. So you can become a conspiracy of one. It's your conspiracy. You can make it as big as you want. Now, some people say to themselves, oh, the normals can't really be that bad. It's got to be us that's crazy. Wrong! It's not that we're crazy. It's just that there are more of them. So stop blaming yourself and get back to blaming the conspiracy. The pinks like to act like everything's all cheery and slackful, and that's so that you'll stop trying to make it actually be that way, because that would make them look bad. As the old bumper sticker says, I'd rather be killing optimists. You alone cannot defeat the conspiracy. They want to make you try because that wastes your time, but you can't even weaken it. But you can make yourself stronger. You may have to actually get out from under mom and dad before you take on big oil. I hate to tell some of you that, but it's true. Mow your own damn yard and then you can tell everybody else what to plant. You must be a fount of slack, not a sponge. You must chew the cud of slack, my friends. And when life gives you Dobbs heads, just make Dobbs head aid. Friends, a great, great band is about to play. They're called Fat Free. And I'll come back near the end of the show to close things, I suppose. But while they're playing, I want you to think about this one thing. Onan Cantabite said this. The church of the subgenius is like having a pet you can fuck. Praise God!